They sometimes showed up at farms like ours, gathered all the workers together, called out the names of supposed subversives, and killed them. They also assassinated petty thieves and other delinquents, claiming that they were cleaning up the town. In the space of 3 years, more than 1,200 people in Apartado were assassinated, including 17 members of the local government. Almost no one was arrested or brought to trial for these murders. One of the worst massacres came in September 1995. A bus carrying workers from Apartado to one of the plantations was forced off the road at a place called Bajo del Oso. They took the passengers off the bus, tied their hands, threw them face down in the mud, and opened fire. 25 people died, including a 14-year-old boy. The few that survived only did so because they were protected by the bodies of the dead. A friend of my father's was killed on that bus. We never spoke about it as a family, but we all sensed that next time it could be one of us. If my father was late coming home from work, we were all afraid, but there was nothing we could do. Or so I thought.